Welcome back to the Prayer Podcast. Thank you for joining us today for this time of guided prayer together. This week's topic is about identifying areas of wickedness in our lives and snuffing them out. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we glorify you and we praise your holy name. For it was by your cross and resurrection that you have set us free from the grips of death. By becoming the spotless lamb to be slain, you paid the ultimate price for us so that we may gain eternal life through faith in you. Jesus, you are the King of Kings. You rule the world with truth and grace. We kneel in awe of your divine mercy and divine justice. While your permissive will allows wickedness in this world by our own hands, you remain faithful to your bride, the Church. You have given us the perfect example of how to live our lives. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Such simplicity and eloquence spoken from your lips, yet such a difficult command for our brokenness to follow. Lord, by our own will, we have brought sin into the world and continued to live out that sin through the ages. We confess our wickedness. We have failed to love you above all things and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We stubbornly turn away from you in our times of need and instead put our faith in things of this world. Pride is the root of all sin, and we have succumbed to such through our own lack of humility and love of you. From this pride, we have moved ourselves further away from you. You, who are a good Father, that will always take us back into your arms if we only reach out and accept your grace. Have mercy on us and teach us to live according to your will. Father, we thank you for your grace and your blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We would not have been able to become who we are today without them. You have given us specific gifts and talents to glorify you. Please forgive us in times that we have squandered these gifts, but we thank you for them nonetheless. Lord, you are working in mysterious ways at all times. You speak to us in whispers and silence. Grant us the ability to hear your voice. Speak to us through the Scripture. Speak to us through your Church. Speak to us through those you have chosen to speak on your behalf. We ask that you are able to melt the hardened hearts of this world. May the awesome power of your Holy Spirit not go unnoticed by those choosing to reject you. You remind us that no matter what forces of power, while good or bad, exist in this world, you are in charge. Align us to be at peace by that fact. May even just one conversion of heart take place for your great glory. Jesus, you went up against all of the evil of the world. They persecuted you, tortured you, humiliated you, and then killed you. Yet it was through your death and resurrection that the promises of God were fulfilled. The powers of this world have no claim over you. Give us the confidence we need to realize that we inherit these graces by being a part of your church, the body of Christ. You promised us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. May the evil of this world and beyond this world heed that warning in your name, Jesus. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. As the church militant, we must be concerned not only of the evils of this world, but of the heavenly realms. Lord, be with us in that battle in our daily lives. Let us hold fast to you and our Mother Mary, whose intercession we pray for. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We also ask for the intercession of the Prince of the Heavenly Host as we pray the Litany of St. Michael the Archangel. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of Heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, the Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, Queen of Angels, pray for us. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Michael, abundant font of divine wisdom, pray for us. Saint Michael, most perfect adorer of the divine word, pray for us. Saint Michael, whom God crowned with honor and glory, pray for us. Saint Michael, most powerful prince of the heavenly host, pray for us. Saint Michael, standard bearer of the Most Holy Trinity, pray for us. Saint Michael, guardian of paradise, pray for us. Saint Michael, guide and consoler of the people of God, pray for us. Saint Michael, splendor and fortitude of the church militant, pray for us. Saint Michael, honor and joy of the church triumphant, pray for us. Saint Michael, light of the angels, pray for us. Saint Michael, protection of Orthodox people, pray for us. Saint Michael, strength of those who fight under the standard of the cross, pray for us. Saint Michael, light and hope of souls near death, pray for us. Saint Michael, our most sure aid, pray for us. Saint Michael, help in our adversities, pray for us. Saint Michael, herald of the everlasting judgment, pray for us. Saint Michael, consoler of souls languishing in purgatory, pray for us. Saint Michael, receiver of the souls of the elect after death, pray for us. Saint Michael, our Prince, pray for us. Saint Michael, our defender, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Pray for us, Saint Michael the Archangel, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, may your continual blessing sanctify us, and grant us through the intercession of Saint Michael the wisdom that teaches us to lay up our treasure in heaven and choose eternal goods over those of this world. You who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you are able, consider examining your conscience and making a good confession this week. You could also resolve to pray the Rosary, which is the weapon of choice against the forces of evil, or spend 1 hour in adoration before the Holy Sacrament. Practice receiving His graces that are so readily available to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much again for praying along with us and all of the Prayer Podcast listeners. Our hope is that we are able to provide you with another tool to bring you closer to God. If you have any specific prayer intentions, questions, or feedback for us, please check out the prayerpodcast.fm/welcome. If you're interested in supporting this ministry, please visit the prayerpodcast.fm/support. Thank you, and may God bless you.